beyond the books.
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 Hello, and welcome to the Debating Readers Podcast.
Today, we will be debating between Holes and Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
Now, we will introduce the cast. For starters, I'm Victoria.
My name is Mari Cristi.
This is Jorge.
I'm Vivian.
And finally, I'm Amaya.
Both these books are good, although...
No, what are you talking about? Diary of the Wimpy Kid is way better.
Excuse me? Nuh-uh, honey. Holes is way better, so get it straight.
Yeah, I agree. Holes has way better details because it explains the plot better.
Yeah, the plot explains how and why Stanley Yelnats ends up at Camp Green Lake and how he tries to find God's thumb.
Sure, the plot is good, but Diary of the Wimpy Kid explains realistic events how a middle school really weird kid has one friend and faces challenges by the bullies at his school.
And did you know there's a series?
Yeah, my favorite is the original Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
Ugh, who cares about a series? Holes is way better because it's so long and you can stay hours eating popcorn and watching the movie.
That's why I love this story. It's the best. It has both a movie and a book.
Oh, and if you didn't know, the movie has more scenes leading up to Stanley going to Camp Green Lake.
Well, to conclude this episode, both books are good. But Diary of the Wimpy Kid is way better than Holes.
What are you talking about? Holes has way better chapters, like when Stanley found Zero almost dead in the drain and the peaches saved his life.
Yeah, both these books are good, though I think Holes is better.
Exactly, Holes is more dramatic and it's super adventure filled.
So according to my calculations, Diary of the Wimpy Kid has lots of comedy and helps kids relate to the book.
Whoa, stop fighting. Both books are amazing, but it doesn't matter what we think. It matters what you think.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be right back.